top, right, from the top. Yeah, and then when we get there, I think this is the one line that doesn't really sneak in, those harmonics. They need to come in like full white right from the start, so don't sneak in. Here we go. A little softer this time. A little softer this time.
Back up.
Okay?
The beginning. From the beginning.
The goal is everyone doesn't get too loud so that you can be heard. Right? All about you.
Is it at all?
Maybe. Yeah, the number three has an interesting history across the world. We can talk about the number three for days.
On the next social.
Say again?
On the next social.
Sure. Don't overpower them when you start. Make sure you're less than volume. Less than them, right? That's, yeah. All right, here we go, 21. 21. 1, 2, 3. Check some specific comments, things I need you to address for next time. Things I need you to address on this piece for next time. Twos, part two, you have to sneak in underneath their volume. Right? So I know you're playing more notes, and you have some louder guitars in the people at once, so you have to be extra careful.
I have another question.
Yes.
Is another guy coming, should he hear one or two?
What did I give you?
You gave two.
Let's change that.
Okay, I think something in the music.
If you would,
okay.
Yeah. All right, so whatever they're doing, we have to listen to be less. Let's see, part three, I think you're all right. Part four, you have to square away the rhythm and be really secure with that rhythm, right? It's sort of like fuzzy, it's not clear. It has to be really, really precise, and you have to be prepared to just do it. I mean, there's, I don't know, it feels maybe a little timid or something, but just put it out there and do it. Part five, I think you're, I don't know if it's a technical thing, but I think you're dragging the rhythm. It's just like a little bit behind the beat. Right? So instead of the ta, it's like ta, it's coming like a little bit after, and it makes it more confusing with the fours as well. Right? So let's straighten that out, that rhythm. Sixes, just make sure you're right on that, those harmonics, full volume from the start.
One question.
Yes, of course.
Should we start up with a little bit lower our volume on this part, because maybe we push the volume of the whole group.
No, because that's supposed to be prominent, and they need to learn to not. So I don't want you to like bury the melody so the band doesn't push.
Okay.
Right. I want to do one more thing before we go on. Joe, just your entrance needs to sneak into. Same thing, just start very softly and let it sort of creep in. And then eight, now that the rest of the band is playing softer, right, you're more balanced, but your eighth notes are out of time, right? They are dragging, right? They're dragging, so you're sort of, when you play, ba-bam-bam. So those eighth notes need to be loud and just as full in volume as the other notes, but you have to get those more strictly in time. Right? Because otherwise it the whole ensemble, it's like the most prominent part other than note. So it needs to be really much in time. So we're going to do that section one more time. We've got a few minutes to do so. All right, we'll do the same thing once more.
From the beginning.
Enters, the texture is going to thicken and it's going to feel louder all on its own. So don't push the volume. Don't get louder. Do not get any louder. So when they enter, it's going to be louder automatically because there are more people, but don't get any louder, right? It's going to be louder as a group, but you don't get louder.
Okay.
All right.
So I thought you said we should crescendo.
Yeah, only for the first four bars.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little, and that's it. That's it. Otherwise, it's not going to work for the sixes when they enter. Another number we can talk about for a while. right, so 13. 61. Joe, after four bars of your melody, the sixes are done.
Come on.
Yeah, so you should sort of like, it's almost like you take over from them, right? So you should be as loud as they were before. 61. Perhaps when I was listening to you push the volume, I don't know when it happened, but I should have caught you and I didn't. My apologies. So again, volume has to be less than what it was. Right? The overall volume has to be less than what it was just now. Let's go on with the chorale. Let's go on with the chorale.
Thank you.
measure 80. 80.
Oh, no.
Give me.
Oh, no.
That was out loud.
Okay, I'd like to have just guitars parts 1 and 2. Just 1 and 2. 1 and 2 at measure 80. Here we go. In 3, we're in 3, and your dynamic is mezzo forte. Can you do that again? Let's have just twos, just twos. One, two, three, and. We'll go a little slow for a moment. One, and two, and three, and one. Two and three and one, two, three, four. close to being time, it's just don't push it. 1, 2, 3, and 1. Yeah, it's like da 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 here. We're gonna do it this way. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. So we're subdividing 16ths. Just the 5-8. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, one, two. One, two, three, four, five. Let's do just threes, just threes. One, two, three, four, five. Should be.
As the five drums, eight.
Say again.
As the 5/8.
After the 5/8. After the 3/4.
Yeah. On measure 78.
78. On measure 78 needs to be mezzo piano. You go 75 again. So you can play. And then it's soft, right? One, two. Stop, do it again, one, two, three, and And now let's do the 5-4 bar before the 3-4, right? So we can get you playing not on that rest. The 5-8 bar right before the 3-4. We're going to do 1-5-8 bar and then the 3-4. So you have E flat in the 2s and a G in the 1s. There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1. Na-na-na-na-na-na. See, there's someone playing on the downbeat. Someone played on the downbeat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rest and 2 and 3. Right? So the 1, yeah, the 1 measure before the 3-4. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Good again. Same thing. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everyone together at 75. Everyone together at 75. Start with a long beat, and the 7/8 end with a long beat. Right? It goes 58. Go short, short, long. One. Go one and two and three. La. One, two. and three la 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 la. It's too soon. So
are you
seven,
counting seven?
You gave me the 7/8. Yeah, you mean 7/8. So it's 1 and 2 and 3 la li la. Actions have just guitar fours. Can you hear just guitar fours? 1, 2, 3, la li. Accent the high notes, right? The high notes. Accent the highest notes because that's going to sort of put you in the same feel of meter as the rest of the band. So bum 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 ba da da bum bum ba da da bum. And the 5/8 bar is accent the low notes. Ba da da ba da bum bum ba da da bum bum ba da da ba da da ba da. There you go. Fours, guitar fours. 1 and 2 and 1 da da 1. What are they playing? Eighth notes the whole way through. So the fours in the section are going to be like your metronome. Right? They're going to be your metronome. So try to lock into their eights. Let's have it now. Of course.
They're starting right on the beat.
They're starting right on the beat in 58, yeah? They're starting right on the beat. So to the fours, this time I would like to add guitar two. Let's add guitar two. Guitar two, this is going to be bum 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 ba da da bum bum ba da da bum bum ba da bum. Yes, sir. Second? That's at D. So bum ba dum fi da da bum fi da da bum 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 ba da. So sort of again, same thing. The high notes are going to get the stress. High notes are going to get the stress. And the 7/8 bars. Here we go. Bum bum dee da da. For the most part, identical. All right, there are a few other notes that you play, but for the most part, identical. You go ones and threes. 1, 2, bum, bum, bum. divide for you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, la di. 1, 2, 3, la di. 5/8, I'm going to do in a group of 3, and then a group of 2. A group of 3, and then a group of 2. Okay. I'm gonna give you a downbeat. That's it. At letter C.
Okay.
At letter C, and then you're just gonna have to listen. All right, that's it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1. Stress out, and then like you start getting faster and faster.
Yeah,
it feels good. It's, you know, if you think of it as like you get a rest in 7/8, it's like bum bum long, bum bum long. But if you're thinking like, you know, if you're trying to think like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's gonna drive you crazy. But just think short, short, long, long, short, short, long, long, short. And it's very, most of y'all are Americans now, right? This is a very American thing, you know, the 7/8 stuff. It's totally. I mean, this is what makes all the started in the Caribbean. You know, all this music where we have these three divisions within 4 time. You know, like, and that's where you get like the mambo and the jazz. You know, and all like the blues rhythms. It's all based off the same stuff. Like bum bum ba da ta ta da da cha cha cha. I mean, everything eventually, if you go back far enough, is Middle Eastern, I think. Okay, let's do letter D. I'm not going to give up, I'm just going to give you letter D. But I'd like to go a little slower letter D. We're going to go a little bit slower letter D. And all I have to do is just sort of like think of short, short, long, 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 short, short, long, long, long. Think the beats this way, just keep the eighth note. Sort of going. Here you go, letter D. Here we go. I'm going to give you short, short, and the long beat, and then you'll play. Here we go. Short, short, long, long, play. But it didn't sort of fall apart till 2 bars before. 75? 75, let's do 75. This time I'd like you to count out loud. Count out loud as you do 75. So count 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and then the 5 is la on short. La on short. There you go. Actually I'll count with you once and then we'll go on. So 75. 1 and 2 and 3 and 76, 77, and the first beat of 78. What does everyone have on the first beat?
Rest,
except for you. You have an A. All right, so the only thing I should hear at 70, 78 is an A in part four, and I should hear nothing else. I should hear nothing else. Here we go, 75. 1, 2, 3, and 4 and nothing else. Nothing else. Here we go. 75. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Play anything else? Now you should have a rest. Here we go. One more time. 1, 2, 3, and rest. So let's do the fermata. The fermata, please. The fermata, please. Mezzo piano, man. Fermata, mezzo forte. Now it's mezzo piano. Listen. Subdividing, I feel like you weren't subdividing, like they weren't quite together for the subdivisions, especially in like part B. Right, we have the soft spot, so I really, really need you to subdivide when you are playing, because when you do, when I subdivide for you, things sound very nicely in time. Dynamics, so let's walk through dynamics. At the beginning, mezzo piano, the second phrase should not get louder, it should be matched in volume as the first. Those are both mezzo piano. Mezzo forte, so we step up at measure 9. There is an increase in volume at measure 9. That next section, all the way through 24, is mezzo forte, and then we step it up again at 25. So I need to hear three separate dynamic sections in the beginning.
Do you want the crescendo before 25?
Where is that marked?
Measure 22.
Yes, please. Yes, please. But that phrase at 22 should start at the same dynamic level as the one before. And so we're starting mezzo forte and grow into the forte. I'm going to send you a piece of music. The quartet we did last year, we rehearsed before I think you had joined. I'm going to send you my part. I'm going to send you my part from one of the pieces I did with the quartet. It was John and Isabella and who was the other one? Simon. All right, and you're going to see my part, all sorts of little markings, which is everything about everyone else's parts that I need to know. So for example, let's see, if we go to measure 23, if I go to measure 23, I think it's important that you know that the guitar ones play 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3. So they play on the 1, on the end of 2, and then on 3. And if you're listening for their 8th note, you can listen and then play your 3rd beat right when they play their 3rd. Right, so again, so it's cueing. Right? So I'm asking you to sort of take a look at the score and find out what the other people are playing and start marking your parts to listen for things. Like if someone else is playing a faster moving note value, that's basically what you're looking for. Is faster moving note values. So if someone's playing a part in time that's faster than yours, you gotta listen to theirs so that you can line up with what they're doing. So again, sort of the metronome is always who has the fastest moving notes. So I'll send you what my part looks like. You're gonna see all sorts of crazy markings. They might not make sense to you because they're sort of my shorthand, but what you should see are some rhythms written in, some other things, and I'd like you to do that with your part this week. All right, so from A through F, A through F on this one. I want you to go through and mark in your parts, right, the faster moving note values of whatever's happening in the score. Right, so that you are aware of what's going on. That's A through F on this one. I need you to stabilize the rhythms in the Josh Eustace. Alright, the Josh Eustace. We're not gonna touch these two pieces for 2 weeks, right? So next rehearsal, we're not gonna play these two pieces. We're going to play pieces for the December 2nd concert, and this again is all music for the spring. So next time we're going to play Mist and Ambient Spheres.
Next week, same
Ambient Spheres. Yes, we're going to play Ambient Spheres and Mist. On Ambient Spheres, I would like to get through letters A through D, A through D in Ambient Spheres. A through D in Ambient Spheres. And in Mist, let's go through letter C in Mist, A through C in Mist. Does anyone not have the parts besides people I met today? Does anyone not have parts for Mist or Ambient Spheres? Will you be able to get those from Dom or no?
No. I'll probably see my mom.
What did you say about Mist? What are we doing?
A through D.
A through D?
Yes.
A through D.
How
can
I have
a score?
Yes.
Is that good?
I have a
score.
So,
what's
the